Okay, thank you, operator. We can start.
Sorry.
You're not back in. Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Constituency Operations Meeting. Before we start, I would like to welcome new council members that are with us this morning. If we can, instead of doing a roll call, perhaps each of you could say who you are and present yourself and tell us what's your name. So we can start perhaps with Terry. I think I couldn't hear you. I don't know if the rest of us could hear you. Thank you, Terry.
Okay, I'll just talk loudly. Tony Holmes, Chair of the ISPCP.
I'm Tony Harris from the ISPCP, departing councillor, and I'm also on this working team.
Wolf Ulrich Knobin from the ISPCP and new councillor.
Claudia DeGange, I work on staff for the International Trademark Association. We're a member of the IPC.
Krista Papik, Iron Mountain. I'm a member of the Registrar Stakeholder Group.
Zai Jamil from the BC councillor and member of this group.
Julie Headland, ICANN staff.
I'm Olga Cavalli, I'm a non-com appointee to the GNSO. I'm chairing this working team.
Rafik Dalak, NCOC member and appointed by the board as GNSO council.
Michael Young, member of the Registry Stakeholders Group and co-chair, vice chair of this working team.
Rob Hogarth, ICANN staff.
Deborah Hughes, new counselor for the GNSO, appointed by ICANN.
Thank you, everyone. Do we have someone on the line? I don't think so, but we have apologies from SS. He's from India. He's a member of this working team, and he's a leader of one of our sub-task sub-working teams. And we also, I think we have apologies from Victoria. She's the, also a sub-working team leader for one of our partial documents that we're preparing. So as I see nobody on the line, I think we are the people present in this meeting. Thank you for being here. I sent to the working team list an agenda. Let me find it in my computer. We usually start with an update about any policy, board update, or something which is relevant, which is usually done by Julie or Robert, if we have something to be aware of or to if you want to share with us. Do we have something to talk about?
Thank you, Olga. This is Rob. There's not any tremendous breaking news at this point, but there are developments both in the new constituencies arena as well as the existing constituencies arena. The board has been discussing new constituency petitions here in Seoul. They'll undoubtedly do so throughout the course of the week. It's not clear, though, whether they'll move toward any final decisions here in Seoul. With respect to existing constituencies, the reconfirmation process is still pending. You may recall that that process slowed down when the board really began to focus on the stakeholder group and constituency relationships. So that reconfirmation process continues to be somewhat delayed and will be dealt with in the post-Seoul environment. The existing constituencies have been asked to update their charters by the board to reflect the new stakeholder group structures, and that work is ongoing. The four remaining existing GNSO constituencies may be done with that work before the board meeting next week in Seoul. That's not clear as of yet, and we're working with the board that if the constituencies can't reach or meet that timeline, that they'll get an additional time period after Seoul to complete their work in that respect.
Thank you very much, Robert. Do we have questions, comments for Robert, Claudio?
Yeah, I just had a question. I'm not even sure if it's for Rob, but are the registrar or registry constituencies still in existence? And is there any, because I know they've been sort of absorbed into the stakeholder group structure, and I was just wondering if there was any news about what might happen with their groups.
Yeah, the effect of the approval of the stakeholder group charters, in a practical terms, dissolved those constituencies, and you may have caught, you know, Krista, representative of a stakeholders group, and so that's really how they're operating. And from a staff perspective, that's what we've advised the those groups. They're now stakeholder groups. Hence, you know, the work of this team more broadly now looking at constituencies and stakeholder groups rather than just constituency operations.
Thank you, Claudio. Any other question to Robert in relation with policy ongoing processes? Okay, thank you very much, Robert, for the update. Any comments to the agenda, any additions, anything that you want to change or add? Wolf, go ahead.
Olga, just as a newcomer, I have some problems about to find where we are, the link and so on.
That's a good question. You are not in our mailing list, right?
No.
So you don't have the agenda. What we can do, I will ask Julie, you can send it to Wolf. We're trying to show things in the projector, but we are not getting that for some reason. So perhaps, but I'll read it to you. It's not a very complicated agenda. Okay. It's quite simple.
Just in addition, so we have, I learned yesterday, we have people here, newcomers, they even don't have a laptop with them because they didn't know how the working teams are working here. So if possible, if you do have some written text, so if you refer to documents and so, that would be really helpful to such people, you know, to follow. Otherwise, it's really difficult.
Sure. We have a wiki. We have all the documents uploaded in the wiki. I think that they may have a bit. They don't
most
have
recent.
Not the most recent ones.
Because, we just got them. So.
We usually share all these documents and the agenda in our working team list.
I understand.
And I totally understand your concern. And I really was not aware that you are going to actively participate in this meeting. So my apologies for not having that sent to you. Julie will send it to you, maybe, perhaps. Can we send it now?
Yeah,
perhaps to Wolf, that
well,
he has a computer?
What is your...
it's fine.
Okay.
I can send it. Okay.
What we were trying to do is to make some projections, but we are not getting into that for some reason. So, Wolf, if I may read the agenda to you as we go by, or you can perhaps share with Claudio, okay? In the meantime, should we add both of you to our working team list? Are you interested in working in this working team? Please share with us your thoughts.
Or you, sorry.
Yes, this is Debbie Hughes. I would absolutely love to join this working team.
Well, no, for me, I can't because I am a member of other groups. So it's not from the time spending. It's not possible. But I'm interested today, well, to share with you.
From my personal perspective, I want you to know that I always welcome participation. We have a charter of our group that was approved in April. So what we will do is to share this information within the group, and from my personal perspective, you're very much welcome to work with us. But we have to share this with our group, and we'll let you know. And we will share with, of course, it's an open group, but we have already an ongoing work. So perhaps you have to review all the documents that we have been doing, and you're welcome to do any comments and consultations with me, with Julie, Robert, and Michael, he's the vice chair. So we're happy to assist you with that.
Thank you, Olga. I'm just happy to listen in and hear okay. What's going on. Thanks.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Okay. Well, Julie already sent you the documents. Perhaps if you can check in your computer, you have the agenda and all that. For the new people in the meeting, we have divided our two main tasks. We first focused in the first task, and we divided the work in four different subtasks. We divided our working team, which has 12 people, active participants, in between four small sub-working teams. Each one has one leader, and we are developing different documents. Each sub-working team is developing a sub-working draft document. One of them is already sent to the OSC for consideration, and the others are on an ongoing process of comments and development. So what we'll try to do now is to give you an update about this three sub-working team draft documents, and then we'll review the situation of one of the documents that it's already sent to the OSC. Unfortunately, we don't have the leaders of the sub-working teams 1 and 2 online. They were not going to participate in this meeting, but they usually participate in our conference calls, and they could have made it on the phone today, but unfortunately the time of the day for them was not very convenient, especially for Victoria. She's in the United Kingdom, so they apologized, SS and Victoria. We have their documents sent to our working team list. I must confess that they were sent just the day I was leaving, and the other was sent just when I arrived, and I'm honestly saying that I had no time to review all of them. But as this meeting is being recorded and the MP3 will be available for them to be heard soon and is also transcribed, I would suggest if some of you have comments or things to share with SS and Victoria, although the fact they are not here, perhaps we can share those thoughts here in this meeting, and then they have the opportunity to hear the comments and revise the document or incorporate your ideas. About subtask one, SS sent the document, I think it was 2 days ago or 1 day ago, and it has it's two documents, he said, one with some comments sent by Claudio, am I correct? And then this his document. Perhaps Claudio, you want to comment about your comments to this subtask draft document?
Sure, thanks, Olga. So SS had circulated a final draft version of his document. He's been circulating them, and we've been providing comments, and he's been making revisions along the way. And so he had circulated a final draft. And I had responded with some comments in some areas where I had a different view on some of the recommendations. SS basically forwarded the final, where there was agreement amongst two of the other working group members to the work team, and he included my views in a separate document. And that's basically the status of where we are.
Sorry. Thank you, Claudio. This draft, so the draft that SS sent does incorporate your comment?
Yes, it does. I was just taking a look at the document. I think he sent two documents. Yes. So, and one of them has my comments in them.
Okay, I think as the document has been just sent, perhaps we should set up a due date for working team revision. For the new participants in this meeting, let me tell you that the subtask one is about developing recommendations for a set of participation rules and operating procedures which all constituencies should abide by. The sub-working team is led by SS, who is an individual living in India. It's Claudio, it's myself. Who else is in the sub-working team? I don't recall in this moment. It's Rafik and Michael. No, we are in the number two.
Victoria is the other.
It's Victoria, yeah. Okay, so this document has been already reviewed by a sub-working team, and it's ready for comments from the whole working team. I would like to know from you which date you think it could be a good due date for receiving feedback from the whole working team, considering that SS sent the document 2 days ago.
December of 2011.
Can you tell us why is did you select that date?
Oh, just an expression of desire. Let's, about 15 days.
Okay, we should have our next conference call. Please, Julie, could you help me? Do you have a calendar there?
Yes, I do,
actually. Krista, you want to comment something?
I just wanted to clarify the members of... This is subtask one, correct?
Yes, please.
The members... at least according to SS's document, are SS, Victoria, Claudio, and Rafik. But I feel like I heard more names than that right now. Is the document... Can we just confirm who was on that working team? I think I heard more names a minute ago than I saw.
I have to check in the wiki. I have to check in the wiki.
Did you mention Victoria, Krista?
Victoria. But I thought Olga said she was a member of the team and...
Myself?
Yeah.
I think I'm in team number two, but okay. I've reviewed all the documents that have gone back and forth. Do you have the...
Victoria.
So Rafik is so kind to show me the wiki and working team sub-working team one is led by SS and participants are Victoria, Claudio, and Rafik. So I'm not there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great, we have the screen. Okay.
Olga?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm probably sleepy today, but I can't find SS Kshatriya's last draft. Do you know what date it was sent out?
Julie will send it to you. I think it was sent 2 days ago. I think I saw it just the day I was leaving.
Wednesday. This is, of course, Pacific Time, United States, but it was Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it's the same day I was leaving from Buenos Aires. Yeah, Wednesday morning. Thank you, Krista. Okay. What about November 13 as due date for receiving comments for this sub? For this sub-working team draft documents, you think it's a feasible date for reviewing the documents? Some of them are long, and perhaps we have comments. So I would like to know your thoughts about it. And I also think that by that time, I may be traveling to Sharm el-Sheikh for the IGF. And Chuck is also traveling. Who else is going to Sharm el-Sheikh for the IGF?
I am as well.
Zahid, Rafik, also many of us. So we should take that in consideration for our agenda. Which is the next Friday? It's 14 and the next is?
20th.
And I'll be there also because I have to stay for another week. The next Friday I'll be in Sharm el-Sheikh, leaving in 21st. Tony, go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. Maybe we have for suggesting a back step, but now that you've got it up on the screen, and since there are some people who have not participated in these discussions we've had and the drafting of this document, perhaps somebody at the table might like to point out at least a couple of points of contention or that we should be concerned about. Is that too much to ask?
Perhaps some member of the sub-working team could do that. Claudio?
Sure. Oh, no, thank you. No, it's... I relish the opportunity. Let me just pull up.
Okay, in the meantime, let's keep in mind this next conference call date issue, because at least for me, the November calendar will be quite complicated. Rob? Oh, sorry, Michael.
I just wanted to, before Claudio walks people through the contentious issues, I want to reiterate a concern that both Victoria and SS have raised, just to make sure that we're playing very cleanly by the rules here, because both of them raise concerns with new members to the group that if you're going to comment or debate something that's in the document, you have to have read all the relevant documents, and that is something that we put in our charter originally. It's a base expectation that you're aware of. Yeah, that you've gone through the mailing list, that you've read the documents, and you can make a reasonable argument. So I think it's fine to ask questions, clarifications, but if you have a strong point of view, then you need to come into it being able to honestly say you've read the documents in completion.
Thank you, Michael. Claudio, do you have it?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so... the first part, let me see here. Okay, well, the first area where I had a different view had to deal with, I believe, the membership criteria. And the draft basically recommends... it states, all group members shall have equal and have the same rights, duties, and responsibilities, in particular, the same rights to vote. The issue I had with that recommendation is whether groups might have members who join as observers and sort of by definition don't have voting rights, and then other groups who might have tiered voting systems where they allocate a different number of votes based on different criteria of membership. And so I saw basically a disconnect there between the recommendation and what I think currently is in place and what I thought sort of makes sense for some groups to be able to have that sort of flexibility in setting up that criteria within their constituency or stakeholder group. So that was my difference on that particular recommendation.
Yes, Chad, go ahead.
Is it okay to talk about these as we go? Because this is an area where I commented months ago on this particular document. And as I recall, I don't have my comments in front of me, but I pointed out that there are very different types of membership, and I asked questions like, does an association that has 1,000 members that's a member get the same vote as an individual in the registry constituency? Does VeriSign get the same vote as a brand new registry that has 3,000 registrations? Those are all important issues, and we've covered that, by the way, in our, for example, in the registry stakeholder group charter, and we have some ways of dealing with that. There are cases, in our case, there are two types of voting that are kind of combined together. One of them is one vote for every member, but members are registries, not individuals. And then another type of voting has more of a weighted voting. And it's the combination of the two that makes a decision. So this whole concept of every member gets the same vote doesn't have much meaning depending on the type of membership. So,
Chuck, just to add to that, I agree with your comments and your concerns, but I'm reading the language on the SS put in here, and it says literally, and in particular, the same rights to vote. That doesn't say to me that it's actually everyone gets an equal vote. It just means that whatever mechanism you come out to determine that vote should be applied equally to all members. So if you have a weighted voting system, it just means everyone should be, have that weighted voting system applied to them equally. In other words, assess the same way.
Yeah, can I start?
Sorry, it's Christos ahead first. Go ahead.
I'm glad to see you. If that is a distinction, it needs to be clearly spelled out. That's what I would recommend. If what you're saying is he has a right to vote, a member has a right to vote, and that's all you're trying to get to. We're not saying he has an equal right to vote. There's a distinction. So, and as a lawyer, you can interpret it in many ways. I would recommend that be clarified, because I'd sort of chime in with a comment that Chuck just made, and I'm sure that IPC, even in the BC, we have tiered voting, we have different members, we have associations of members who don't expect to have the same vote as a single member company.
I agree it needs clarification.
Krista?
I would just add, this is Krista, in the Registrar Stakeholders Group, we have members. As an example, Iron Mountain is a registrar or a member. We could have as many members of the registrar stakeholder group as we like, but we only have one voting member. And the way that this reads, saying that everybody is equal, while I'm for equality in general, if Iron Mountain has, you know, we have 18,000 employees. If we have 18,000 members of the registrar stakeholder group, we're certainly going to have a lot more influence if everybody is equal than a very small.
I think that the point is raised about the same rights as opposed to equal. If you look at H, if you go down to H, you'll see that the intent is different from the way maybe you were trying to interpret it, sir. It says equal rights in H. If you see the last four words, have equal voting rights. Now, that's a very different meaning. I think that sort of gives us the idea of what was being intended at number one.
I agree the language in H is definitive, and I don't think we can leave it as it is. I don't think it's reasonable or realistic.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that is important to keep in mind, obviously, stakeholder groups are designed to represent the stakeholders in their category. And one of the key issues with regard to representation there is the level of impact that policy decisions may have. And the impact, and I'll just use registries I'll use registrar since Krista was just talking about that. The impact on a very small niche registrar with regard to a particular policy is probably not nearly the same as the impact on a registrar that has 10 million names. And so it's an important thing. I'm not saying that the small registrar shouldn't have a say. I fully believe the small registrar should have a say and should have a right to vote. But just to assume and make a statement, if you say equal, you're going to have to define it. What does that mean? And most of us, you know, would probably come up with different definitions for equal. So we do have to deal with that, I think.
Any other comments, Claudia?
Yeah, I agree with Chuck. I was just going to say on H, I think SS did try to make an amendment here because he put in all members, unless otherwise stated, shall be eligible to participate in the business of the group and have equal voting rights. So I think he was aiming to put in that language to reflect that if the group states otherwise, that you know there could be a variation there. My concern with H was that it seemed like these were different different topics that were sort of being combined into that one recommendation. But when you look up at the one we were originally talking about, I think it was 2B, it does say all group members shall be equal. And that's where I saw, that's why I was interpreting that to mean that, yeah, they would have all the same voting rights. So.
And what would that mean? Yeah. Saying everybody has a right to vote and saying that they have equal rights are very different statements. And we have such, you know, one of the things that's good about the GNSO is we have a lot of diversity. And that's healthy, but you have to be able to accommodate that diversity in an effective and fair manner. So.
Any other comments to SS document? Especially considering that he will review the MP3 and the transcript of the meeting. Okay, I suggest the following. We will have the chance to review the document as a working team, and we agreed of reviewing it and sending comments to the working team leaders. So I suggest that we do that exercise during perhaps the next 2 weeks, in spite of the fact that we are not able to meet in a teleconference call on that Friday, November 13th, perhaps we can set up that date for sending him this feedback. You think that's a reasonable date?
Yes, sounds like it gives us a week after these meetings because we don't have much time this week.
I'm also asking because of that. Perhaps this week is, I think it's reasonable, but... But
so you're talking about 2 weeks from today, yeah, or two.
Oh, okay. Chuck, it's three weeks.
It's actually 3 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, no, because next Monday is the 2nd, November the 2nd, so it would be 2 weeks after next Friday. Is that okay?
I'll probably try to do it on my flight home.
Okay. Also, Tony made a very interesting suggestion this morning that we should have printed all these documents. I'm not that in favor of printing many documents because it's a lot of paper going on, but perhaps we should have done that, but, and I didn't realize that. So my apologies for that. But we will, you think it's useful if we make them print for you to take them home and read it on the plane? Could it make sense? Claudia says no. Okay. Okay, just have them in files in your computers and you can comment there. Any other comments to subtask one draft document? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you.
Thank you. Maybe Claudia can shed some light on this. There are certain recommendations, when it starts with recommendation section on participation rules, it quotes, it seems to quote the BGC report, page 43, and says that the rules must adhere to the following principles. It's further up in the draft document. And it lays down admission decisions should be transparent, general information about each participant in application, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the document I pulled from the web has different sets of principles mentioned in it. It talks about general information. I'm looking at the GNSO Improvements Report, BGC Working Group Report, which is approved by the board. So my question basically is, where did this come from? Because what I've got doesn't match this. Do you know?
I think that was pulled from the document. It might just be from another part of the Board Governance Committee report. But I think that's where that language comes from.
So possibly, and this is why I just wanted to sort of flag this, because that report is in different sections, this may be principles applying to other than constituencies being applied to constituencies. Because what I've got in front of me in the Adobe that I've pulled out has a different set of principles. So I just wanted to highlight and flag that. Maybe someone wants to look at it.
Yes, Rob, go ahead.
This is Rob. Just as a practice, you may want to have citations in the document when you have quotes.
Good comment. Any other comments to sub-working team one draft document? Okay, great. We have a due date, and hopefully SS will hear our comments and read the transcript. And we will have the opportunity to send these comments to him and the email list. Okay. Going to our agenda, Then we have a document sent by Victoria. She's the leader of subtask 1.2, and she sent a draft document. It has been recirculated by Julie an hour ago. In Victoria, in her email, also states some members of the working team who are in agreement and some members of the working team who are not in agreement with this final draft. She states in her email, in agreement with final draft, S.S. Katriya from India, Rafik Damak, non-commercial uses constituency, Victoria McEvery, intellectual property constituency, Michael Young, registers constituency, Tony Harris, ISP, and five members in favor. These are five members in favor, and not in agreement, it's Claudio. Could we exchange some ideas? I know that you have been exchanging emails and comments with Victoria about this sub-working team document. Perhaps it could be useful if we can comment them on this meeting, and so she can review these comments and the MP3 recording. Tony, go ahead, please.
I'm not aware that I disagreed with Claudio, but well, I'll have to take a second look at this. I haven't had a chance yet.
Michael?
Yeah, I'd like to clarify. I'm actually on the list with Claudio and disagreeing with a couple of things on this document.
Okay. Can we show the document for those new? It's already there? Okay. Could someone be so kind of the working team to kind of summarize what the document is about and some comments of agreements or disagreements that may arise in this meeting? Claudio?
Basically, this document relates to one section of the Board Governance Committee report that is quoted up in the beginning was one of the Board Governance Committee recommendations that the constituencies work together to develop a set of common operating principles that they could all live by. And I think the idea there in the Board Governance Committee report was that would facilitate more participation and some of the other goals that they were trying to accomplish in the GNSO improvements effort. And so this basically goes through a series of different elements of stakeholder group or constituency operations. I think almost all areas, in fact, are covered within this document. And there are recommendations basically on each area that would basically apply across the board. Similar to the last document, there were some there's a lot of cross issues between this document and the one from subtask one. There were a number of areas where I had some different viewpoints. I actually just noticed that I don't think the document has. I think Victoria was intending on putting in a part five that had some of my comments that were not agreed upon, and I think she left that section out in this final version. So that's just probably something she has to just make an update on.
Thank you very much, Claudio. Anyone else want to comment or say what they agree or not?
Yeah, I'm just popping. If you pop down to, I think it's page 19, you'll see Annex B, I think it is, if I remember correctly. This is a section that I edited heavily and suggested some compromise language. This code of practice.
Can you repeat the section and the page,
yeah,
please?
It's Annex B, Code of Practice for Constituencies Relations with ICANN Staff. This is it on the screen now. So I felt there were, while following the list and talking with the group, there was some strong disagreement, some strong concerns raised around some of these statements. So I submitted to Victoria an edited version of this that actually did quite a bit of editing to this. In particular, I think this annex is very problematic, and I'm very close to really recommending that it be struck altogether, to be honest. At the very least, I think the suggested language, I don't know how Claudio feels, but the suggested modifications I made to the language are necessary. This is the way this reads, it removes very basic abilities for people to argue their position and debate, which is what ICANN is supposed to be all about. We're supposed to advocate positions and opinions and concerns and represent our constituents fully. So this actually has one in particular that really bothers me. Which one is it? Basically, I can't remember which one of these, but it says that constituency members cannot basically represent their interests or their concerns to ICANN staff, which just doesn't make any sense. That's what we're supposed to be doing, right?
Tony, you want to comment? Thank you, Michael.
Yes, I'd like to follow up on what Michael said. I heavily agree with him. This was quite a point of contention with Victoria. My main point was I scanned the BGC recommendations and found no, let's say, recommendation that we should suggest something along these lines. I still can't find it, but I may have some problems reading. There is a couple of things which are interesting in her comments on why she has set up this Annex B. For example, it says staff should be protected from pressures, particularly in relation to contracted parties who may regard themselves as the employers of the staff, which is quite...
What's wrong with that?
It's...
Just kidding.
Okay. And then she does say however, it is within our remit to suggest operating procedures that meet best practice going forward. And we think it is appropriate to take this opportunity to recommend certain minimums in the way constituencies deal with staff. Again, I never saw that call for in the BGC recommendations. And I think Michael made an excellent effort at editing and softening this document. But I think I'd also go with one of your comments, Michael. I would vote to strike this completely from the report. It's not in our remit to do this, in my opinion. I think staff should get instructions from the people they report to, and that's not the GNSO or any working group. That's their superiors within the ICANN structure.
Thank you, Tony. Any comments, any reactions to Tony, Krista?
My comment is not a reaction to Tony. It's just a reaction to the section as well. On behalf of the Registrar Stakeholders Group, we also find this section very problematic, and limiting our ability to work with staff it doesn't even make sense. So I just want to put that on the record.
Any other comments? Claudia?
I just wanted to say that I commented at one point that if, you know, this could be something voluntary if one of the groups wanted to create their own code of practice, that's, of course, they would be free to do that. But I kind of look at that separately than it being mandated on them. And the other comment I just wanted to clarify, Victoria did include a part five. It's on page 14, which had, or page 15, I believe, that had a summary of my comments on her final draft. So just wanted to correct the record.
So your comments are included in the final draft?
Yeah, she did include, these were comments that I submitted on the final draft. She does have them in there.
Tony?
Yes, I would add that in our last teleconference, when I brought this matter up again about Annex B, I was told in no uncertain terms that most of the members of the group agreed that this should be in the document. So perhaps we have an occasion before the next teleconference to clarify if that is true or not.
So to add to that, Tony's comment, I did respond on the list saying that I don't think that that the representation of who agrees with this or doesn't agree with these items had been done systematically and as a group. And Victoria actually responded and acknowledged that and said we would do that as a follow-up exercise. I haven't seen that happen yet. So I think that still needs to be done. And I am deeply concerned that the edits and the comments I put on Annex B weren't represented in Part 5 either. I think they should be there.
Yes, Chuck, please.
Yeah, and sorry to belabor this over and over again, but so do we really have the latest version of the document for the full team to work on or not? If we don't, you know, I'd really like us to be at a point when the full working team gets involved where we're really ready to review that document and know it's final. If that's not the case, you know, time just doesn't allow to be on every subtask team.
Thank you, Chuck. And following up your comment, this is something that we already clarified many times in our conference calls and in our meetings. There should be an effort in every sub-working team to reach consensus and then offer this document to the whole team. As far as I can feel from this meeting and not being able to read the both documents, really, I had no time as I received them while I was flying to here. What if we suggest for this subtask to draft document, a new revision from the sub-working team, and then addressing all these comments made in this meeting, see if we have a new version, perhaps in 1 week.
Olga, I think that's a very good suggestion. One of the things that might help in terms of process is if all of the subtask members would agree that this is ready to go forward. It doesn't mean they agree with all the points. That's not what I'm saying at all. They may not be able to reach consensus, and that's okay. But if at least everyone on the subtask team says, yeah, this is ready for full working team review, there's some areas maybe that they couldn't reach consensus, that's okay. I'm not saying they have to be in total agreement with the content. But each member of the subtask team, to the extent that they're participating, obviously if somebody's not participating, I wouldn't hold things up, but just confirm, yeah, this is now ready for the full work team. Everybody on the work team feels like their comments at least have been reflected. Okay.
Thank you, Chuck. So are we in the same stage with sub-working team draft, one draft document with SS document? Do we need further revision in the sub-working team, or it's okay for the whole working team revision? I have the feeling that it's okay for full working team. Do we agree on that? So, subtask one draft document for full working team revision. And for sub-working team two, let's have a new opportunity for the sub-working team to review the document and see if all the comments and concerns are included. We will send the minute of the meeting in to Victoria, so she will know from there, and she will hear the MP3. And perhaps 1 week is enough. What do the members of the sub-working team think? Perhaps 1 week after this meeting, okay? That would make Friday the 6th. That sounds reasonable for you? Krista?
I have a question. I feel like we've had this same conversation several times, and the same people are commenting on the document within the sub-working team, but the document keeps coming back with their without their comments. So while I agree with Chuck that let's review a final document, at the same time, if we keep getting the same final document, we're sort of in this circle that's not... It has no beginning and no end, and I feel like we could go on like this forever.
Well, that's why I suggested that maybe we can avoid that, because your point's very well taken, Krista. And if that keeps happening, obviously we have to stop that cycle. But if the subtask teams would, if the active members would confirm that, yeah, this is ready for the full working team, that's a way of, I think, stopping that and experiencing what we're having here.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Krista. Yes, please.
I just want to say, I feel like I'm not on the sub-working team, but I feel sorry for these people that they keep submitting the same comments, and so they're going to review a 20-page document again, say again, here are our comments, please include them. I don't know. It's.
Okay. Do you have any other suggestion, perhaps?
No, of course not. I'd have to think about it. I don't know if it just makes sense for the entire working team to just comment on it now. The people that comments are maybe not included can include them to the greater group, and then we can make sure that those are included in the next draft, or at least noted if it's a minority view, you know, that sort of thing.
Julie wants to comment.
Yeah, in sitting here, I thought what I'd heard was, and Michael, please correct me, that, Michael, your comments had not been included in Part 5. I just see Claudio's are mentioned there. Is that correct?
That's correct. I had submitted. Tony, I think I went back to a few people, didn't it? Tony? Tony?
I'm terribly sorry. Somebody asked me. Could you repeat, please?
I believe that the comments I put in the edits, I went back to the list of us. Did you not see those, the suggested changes that I made to Annex B?
Yes, I did. And as you say, I don't see them reflected in the report.
Okay. Thank you. Then that's exactly correct. I just want not to trust my own memory alone. So, okay.
Then a suggestion could be perhaps a more pointed action item, which might be it was noted in this meeting that at least Michael's comments are missing, and perhaps to ask the work team to make sure that they are, you know, their comments are reflected and to confirm that and, you know, and have that resolved in a week. And perhaps if we are very specific, maybe, you know, that those comments need to be included, maybe that will be addressed within a week's time.
I think that sounds reasonable, and I think that Krista is making a good point. But if someone else have another suggestion of how to move forward, I think that we perhaps deserve some more comments in between the sub-working team number 2, and see if 1 week it's enough for being all these comments reflected in the final draft. And perhaps if there are some minority views explicitly included in the document, that's okay, fine. Any other comments for sub-working team number 2 draft document? Suggestions? Reactions?
Claudio? Well, I just had a comment about the substance. The voting issue, again, is present here. It's in section 3.6, and the recommendation is we recommend the rule of one member, one vote. And so it's basically very similar to what's being recommended in subtask 1. And something I had just thought of was, which I don't think we discussed earlier, which is these groups, the structures that they create for the stakeholder groups or the constituencies have to be approved by the board. And that was one of the comments that I had submitted, that basically these groups should be free to sort of set their own parameters, and that basically the safeguard in place is that the board is going to review the structure, and the board, you know, if they have concerns about the system that the group set up, that, you know, that would be an opportunity for, I think, for that to be addressed, essentially. So that was just something I wanted to add about the voting.
Thank you, Claudio. Any other comments? Okay. Should we move to our next point of the agenda? Krista, what's the status of the document?
I hang my head in shame. I'm very close to having the final draft to send out, actually. So I apologize to the group that it's not ready, but you will see it in the next, maybe even today. I'm very close, so apologies.
Anyway, we have a draft document sent by you and with some comments sent by Chuck, and I think that you already incorporated some comments sent by myself. And so I think it is a document that is already kind of being reviewed by the whole working team, and I don't feel that there are much comments. Tony, want to comment something?
No, just getting to what you were saying, it is my understanding, Krista can correct me if I'm wrong, but that the work is being done on this and is basically now up for the entire work team to look at and comment.
I think Krista must make an adjustment with some comments and by Chuck, but it's only that, okay? I'm right?
That's correct, and they're mostly grammar or some clarifications like constituencies versus stakeholder groups and being more inclusive that way. But basically what the working team has seen is very, very similar to what the final product will be. And again, I'll have it to you guys very shortly.
Thank you, Krista. Could you give us an estimated date?
Yeah. One moment. I can actually get that out this afternoon.
Well, that would be great. You can send it to the working team list, and if you're putting the document for the whole working team revision, just please let us know in your email. So we start with that process, and perhaps we can make the revision by November the 13th. With you think that's reasonable? It's not a long document. It's a shorter document. It's easier to review. So we could add that due date also for November the 13th. Is that okay? Sounds reasonable? Great. Okay. We have point number four, revision of due dates for the delivering outcomes. I think we already talked about that. It's November 13th for subtask 1 and subtask 3 once Krista has sent it to our working team list. And then we have a sub-working team revision for number 2, which is leaded by Victoria, which is Friday, November the 6th. And in relation with a sub-working team document number 1.4, it is already submitted to the OSC for OSC revision. I think we will talk about that this afternoon, Chuck. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct. And what I will be doing, just so that everybody on this work team knows, since I am the one that recommended moving it forward, and I'm also chair of the OSC, I plan to minimize my participation in terms of any decision making that the OSC makes, so that it's no perceived conflict of interest, and we'll rely on the rest of the OSC membership to evaluate and make a recommendation. And Olga has promised me she will be there to respond as chair of the working team, and Michael, if you can too, that would probably be good. In fact, any of you are welcome to be in the OSC meeting, of course. So hopefully we'll get a response from the OSC on that today.
Yes, the document was sent on a Sunday one week before today, I think 1 week. So hopefully the members of the OSC had the chance to review the document, and perhaps we can exchange some comments and ideas. Krista.
Just a point of clarification, on subtask 1.2, the sub-team is going to comment within 1 week or within 2 weeks?
1 week, Friday, 6th November.
That's 2 weeks.
Well, I'm not counting this week.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. It's my mistake. I'm not counting this week because I have no time to review documents this week. And I think that other members of the subworking team will have the same problem. So sometimes I set up time in my mind and I don't remember that the rest of the people don't know that. So I'm so sorry. So it's 2 weeks from now, and considering that some of us are very busy this week. Thank you for letting me know. Claudio?
I just had a question for Chuck about what else was on the agenda for the OSC meeting later today.
That is really the primary item because now that may extend into other issues. Interestingly enough, the communications work team, you know, they're moving right ahead and working on it. They're actually in the implementation of the website improvements and stuff like that. So there doesn't seem to be a hang up there. And I think that's the way it should be, because an improved website will help all of us. That is the main agenda. It's a very simple agenda. That's an issue. I don't think any of the other working teams, other than just update status on the website, which is coming along really well. So there may be some discussion of the procedures, the council procedures as well. So thanks.
Krista?
That actually brings up a good point. I didn't realize they were moving ahead literally with the implementation of the website, but subtask 1.3, which you don't have the final draft of yet, but will very shortly, ties into that. And so maybe this is also an area where we might want to submit these recommendations once we have the whole working group's final review, so that they can sort of piggyback on what the communications team is doing.
And when I say moving ahead on implement, I mean, they're actually developing requirements and some models and stuff like that. So I don't want you to think that impacts other issues that may go into the website, okay?
Let me ask you, Krista, you suggesting that we send your subworking team document as a separate document? That's your suggestion?
It's an idea. just because if they are developing requirements, even if, you know, it's at the very initial stages, the database is tied to the website. And I think whoever the developers are would very much appreciate knowing what all of the pieces of this new website they're developing are, rather than getting this maybe. I don't know how much longer we anticipate our working group continuing on until we have a final document. If that's going to be shortly, maybe it's not an issue. But, you know, this, if we go on another several months, that could maybe have some impact on the development of the website.
Krista, and putting my OSC chair hat on, if that's okay. it might be very good if you coordinated with Mason as chair of that other one in regard to this. And it also might be good if it sounds like there may be a similar issue with regard to what you're doing about whether or not some subtask could move forward without the other. So it's kind of related to the same issue that we're dealing with on subtask 1.4 that Julie and I did. So might be, I don't know if you can attend that meeting, but that probably might be helpful.
Julie?
Yeah, that meeting is scheduled directly following this one at 11, and you're welcome to look at the recommendations. I think Mason's sense was that they were going to discuss these in detail today with a view to try to finish off on them as soon as they could. I think the deadline to finish them was the 30th of October, so I'm sure he would welcome your input.
Michael?
I just want to excuse myself a little early from the meeting. I have a conflict, so I apologize, but it sounds like we got through all the big discussion points. So anyways, if there's anything more that people want to hear from me, they can catch me on the list.
Just one last comment before you leave. I think I would like your feedback about Krista's suggestion about sending the document as a separate document.
I'm perfectly fine with it. I think that as long as we've got a reasonable argument for forwarding documents on, I don't see why we wait.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for participating. Well,
thank you. A comment that Krista made me realize it's important probably to update this work team as well. A number of you on the council are aware that the council approved a transition implementation plan at their 24th September meeting, and the last component of that plan was to extend the charters of the steering committees responsible for coordinating these activities until the next ICANN meeting. And so that would, you know, have an impact on your agenda going forward, the timing of various things, and the chairs of those committees may have further discussions with you all after Seoul.
Thank you, Robert. That's good to know. I heard that yesterday. Okay, any other comments about the idea that Krista just pointed out about sending the document as a separate document? Any other feedback? So I think we like the idea. Okay. Krista, so we're looking forward to reviewing your document as a working team. And hopefully we agree in the text and we can move forward with that idea of sending it to the OSC. I included in our agenda some comments about the format of outcome documents, but perhaps we can keep this item for next conference call, as we'll still have some work and in some subtask draft documents. You think that's a good idea? Okay. Any other comments? Any other business? Any other ideas? Are we okay? Okay. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you for being with us this morning. Welcome to the new people. And looking forward to seeing you during these days. Thank you.
Thanks, Olga.
Thank you.
And also, we will present this afternoon, as Chuck said, in the OSC meeting, which is in this room at 3:15 p.m., right? So if you're mostly welcome to join us in the afternoon. Thank you very much.